In 2016, demonetization dealt a severe blow to the struggling micro, small and medium enterprises sector, which supports a big chunk of population. And the acknowledgement came 2 years later from the country's central bank after a study. In 2018, the Reserve Bank of India said that MSMEs have been adversely hit by the goods and services tax rollout and demonetization. And just over 2 years later, pandemic dealt another blow to it. Wave after wave, its share shrunk, significantly impacting the overall credit of the sector. It won't be wrong to say that MSMEs are the backbone of the economy. With 63 million units, the sector provides employment to 111 million people, making it the largest source of employment after the agriculture sector. Besides, it contributes to 30% of India's GDP, 50% of exports, and 95% of industrial units. And for inclusive growth, this sector cannot be ignored. It is now looking towards the government for a breather. Economic observers, too, are looking for an inclusive budget from Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on February 1st. Naushad Forbes, the co-chairman of Forbes Marshall, told Business Standard in a recent interview about what makes an inclusive budget. Here is what he said.
You know, if we can create opportunities for all 1.4 billion people, we'll create wealth for all Indian industry for 30 years and for most of the world's industry for 30 years. I think there are three things that I would say would indicate a more inclusive growth-oriented budget. First, what kind of allocations are we seeing to health and to education? Two more areas which I would recommend is ease of doing business. The best way of including all firms in progress is by making it easier for everyone to do business. Last thing on inclusive growth is what kind of tax policy do we see coming out? A tax policy where you have more exemptions and higher rates is an exclusive policy. It's a policy which excludes people from participating in the economy because you know, you have someone else who's deciding this is a good thing, this is a bad thing, etc. Instead of that, if you have lower tax rates and lower exemptions, then everyone benefits from that lower tax rate.
A recent survey of 150 MSMEs by consulting firm MSMEX revealed that 4 out of 10 businesses changed their business models to survive the pandemic, while 50% of the respondents said government schemes did not help them with sustaining their business through the pandemic. As part of pre-budget consultations, representatives from the ruling BJP and its state units sought support from Sitharaman for the sectors that have been worst affected by the pandemic. These include hospitality, leisure, tourism, and other contact services. Some concerns that were raised during the interaction include the lack of availability of credit, rising cost of raw materials and base metals, and targeted assistance to stressed sectors. We spoke with BJP's national spokesperson and economic cell head, Gopal Krishna Agarwal, on what he's expecting from the budget for the informal sector.
There was concern about informal sectors, availability of credit. Then even the overall this consumer aggregate demand in the private sector is low. So therefore, private investment is not building. Including in that informal sector was about the MSME sector getting more support from the government. So MSME sector was also an important area of concern, where there was an expectation that government will do more. On the MSME, there were two important issues which are coming out after discussion. One is about the credit availability, then their working capital requirement is increasing. And then the third was about this recognition of NPA is a problem for the small and medium businesses due to pandemic. And even this about this raw material and base metal prices have increased over the last couple of months. So that is also an area of concern which people were expecting. People were saying that the finance minister should give more support to this sector.
One of the major demands of the sector is the extension of the Emergency Credit Line Guarantee Scheme beyond March 2022. The scheme was launched in 2020 to help MSMEs tide over the crisis, and its scope was expanded last September. Since its launch, top-up loans worth Rs. 3 lakh crore have been sanctioned from Rs. 4.5 lakh crore limit under the scheme. These loans are 100% guaranteed by the centre and involve no processing fee. A cut in corporate taxes and production-linked incentive schemes worth Rs. 2.75 lakh crore introduced last year have largely benefited big companies. The MSME industry is looking to get a similar boost in the budget.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.